Blog Talk Radio. Well, well, well. Mm.
Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome to NDO Christian Radio Network. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. This is our new show. It's called Spiritual Awakening, one of our first shows to air on the network. To God be the glory. Thank God for everybody that will be hearing this message. I just want to thank everybody that, you know, found in our robbery to log on tonight and hear what saith the Lord. I'm here to be used. I'm here as a vessel on tonight. So I want everybody that's on the line to be praying that God move and he move in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. I'm excited for what God is about to do in our life just this year. Hallelujah. I believe that he's going to do great things. He's already have done great things. He's doing great things. He has great things that are in store for you and in the store for me. Hallelujah. For the people of God, for his children, promise. Hallelujah. For he has made a covenant with his children on today. Hallelujah. We are about to walk into the promises of the Lord because he is not a man that he shall lie. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank God on tonight for blessing us. Lord, I just pray that you bless this network, oh God, that people may hear your voice, oh Father God, that they may be set free and delivered through your word, oh Father God, as we come forth preaching, oh Father God, the gospel, the true gospel, the real gospel, hallelujah, the unadulterated gospel, hallelujah, that cuts, hallelujah, cuts deep, hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you on tonight, hallelujah, for the sword, hallelujah, that you had placed within us, oh God, on tonight, oh Father God. I just ask that you anoint us, oh Father God, on tonight to bring forth your word, oh Father God, that people's ears may open, that deaf ears may open, and blind eyes may open on tonight. We welcome your spirit to come in. We welcome your Holy Spirit to take over. Hallelujah. I believe that the Spirit knows all things according to your word because it is written, for you said it. You said it. The Spirit is all-knowing. Hallelujah. But we're going to start off, you know, just get our minds set on Christ. Get our minds set on the word. Get our mind ready. I just want to set an atmosphere on tonight. Hallelujah. Atmosphere that you're able to receive the word of God, that you're going to open up your hearts on tonight, open up your minds on tonight to receive what God has for you on tonight. Don't block out what God has for you. He has something special for you. He want to speak to you on tonight. So we're just going to go ahead and we're going to play a little bit of Overflow by Thomas Rain. We want the overflow. We want the overflow of God. We don't just want to, you know, the minimum, hallelujah, but we want the overflow. No, I'm sorry. That's Tasha Cobb's Overflow. That's not the one that I expected. I want to hear some Thomas Rain. Here I go. Prophetic Relief. Hallelujah. Sorry about that. I just feel Thomas Rain in my spirit on tonight. I want God to take us somewhere. I want to set up an atmosphere of worship, an atmosphere where the Lord can freely come in and speak, hallelujah, on tonight. So here is a prophetic release by Thomas Rain.
For I hear the Spirit of the Lord. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, who will go for me? Who will go for me? If that is you, put your hands in the air right now. Now, with your hands still there, I just want you to close your eyes, because I'm going to release to you the vision that the Lord just showed me. literally I saw portals beginning to open, kind of like these lights in the ceiling. And portals began to open, and through these portals came angels with ancient mantles that they began to release. And I decree and declare to you by the Spirit of the living God that the God you read about, the God you seek after, where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of Abraham? Where is the God of Moses? Today, I enter into you, and I say go into Africa. Go into every state, into every part of North America. Go into Australia. Go into Asia. Go into Europe. For the burning ones are here to set you ablaze, for they shall brand you with fire and miracles. Signs, wonders will be your portion. They will see you and know that the God that we sing about, the God that we preach about, is real. A kingdom advancement. This is something that I'm hearing the Lord say right now. He is literally going to begin to advance his government and superimpose his government on the government of the nation. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that my government will be known in the nation. My laws will be known in the nations, but it shall be known through you. Who will go for me, says the Spirit of the living God. Who will go for me, says the Spirit of the living God. And if that is you, I decree and declare a spirit of kingdom advancement upon you. May you get an edge like never before. May you receive power and authority and confidence and boldness like you never had before. I release the portals of God and expand them now for supernatural genius, political insight, and governmental strategies to come down into your spirit. Kingdom advancement is now. That's the Spirit of the living God.
I believe that God is about to advance his kingdom, hallelujah, on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for we're going to get in his word. I want to encourage somebody on tonight. I want to encourage the body of Christ to keep on moving, hallelujah. I want to encourage you to stand strong in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm. I want you to stand firm in the midst of the fire. Hallelujah. I want you to trust God with all you have. Hallelujah. I want you to muster up all the strength. Hallelujah. Through the power of the Holy Ghost to stand through a time such as this. See, God wants to fill you, and God wants to touch you on tonight. He wants to fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. He wants you to be armored up spiritually, hallelujah, that you may stand against the wiles of Satan. I'm here to let you know that when you are empowered by the Holy Ghost, when you are endowed by the Holy Ghost, for you empowered, hallelujah, for you then have authority, hallelujah, to tread on serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall anything harm you, according to the word of God. See, it is very important that we live according to the Spirit, that we're led and we're guided by the Spirit of the Most High God. We have to understand that our ways is not of our God ways. Our thought is not like God's. Hallelujah. God's thoughts cannot even enter into man. How we have not even thought a little bit about what God has in store for us. You don't even know the plans that God has made for your life, the plans that prosper you. Hallelujah. His plans is not to harm you. His plans is not to destroy you. His plans is so that you shall have life and that you shall live. And he's not talking about with the carnal body, but he said he wants you to have everlasting life. Hallelujah. He wants you to have eternal life. Hallelujah. With him. That is what he is talking about. He wants you to live again. Hallelujah. He wants you, hallelujah, to get up off your deathbed, off your sick bed. Hallelujah. Where you're sick spiritually and you're dead spiritually. God said, I want to breathe on you. I want to breathe life into you. I want to speak to the dead bones that they may live again, saith the Lord. God is speaking to someone on tonight. God wants to use you for his glory, for his purpose. Hallelujah. The world didn't use you up long enough that God said, no, I'm ready to use you. I have created you for a purpose. And that purpose, hallelujah, is to bring glory, hallelujah, unto me, hallelujah, to show the people that I am God and I am mighty, hallelujah. This is what God is calling you to, a mighty life, a great life, a prosperous life, a life of peace, hallelujah. This is what God is saying on tonight, that we need to know that we can get nowhere without God. See, he is the answer to all of our problems. He is the solution to all of your problems on today. We can do nothing outside of God. That's why we have to fall to our knees, hallelujah, and we have to pray about everything. And we have to seek God's face for everything. Seek him. Seek him with your whole heart, hallelujah. Seek his face in this season, hallelujah. Seek his presence. Stay in his season, hallelujah, because you will not be able to endure what the world is about to go through. But as long as you're under the covering, hallelujah, and in the covenant of the Most High God, you have nothing to worry about. I'm here to tell you on tonight, you are not defeated, hallelujah, but we have victory, hallelujah, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the fire, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of hard times, in the midst of persecution and the suffering. God said, I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to give you victory. Hallelujah. Your reward is going to be great. Hallelujah. You have not suffered in vain. Your suffering is not in vain. Your praying is not in vain. Hallelujah. Your walk with Christ is not in vain. He told me to tell you that on tonight, because because see, there's something greater after this. He told me to tell you that we're preparing for something greater after this, where this world is going to fade away. This world is going to be gone one day. It's going to be destroyed, hallelujah, by the hellfire. And God is going to destroy this world, hallelujah. And he's going to create a new earth and new heaven, hallelujah, according to the word of God. And he wants me to tell you on today that he want to pour his spirit out amongst you. He wants to empower you against Satan, because he's going to loose them, hallelujah, and Satan is going to be loosed, hallelujah, and he's going to be able to test you and try you, but you have to be armored up, hallelujah, in the time of testing, hallelujah, in the time that when he come knocking at your door, that you don't open the door, hallelujah, that you do not give even a foothold to Satan on today in your life, not in this season. God has something planned for you. He has something that he want to speak to you about in this season. He's trying to get your attention in this season. No, it may not feel good when God is trying to get your attention and when he's speaking to you, because, see, it may be something that you don't want to hear. It's something that you may not want to do. You don't understand the faith walk. Huh? It's like it's walking blind, and hallelujah. You're walking, and you got to trust the voice, and you're listening to a voice, and the voice is saying, no, turn this way, or do this, or do that, or turn the knob right, or turn, they come on now, and we're listening to the voice, and it's driving us, and it's guiding us to all truth, saith the Lord. But we got to listen to that voice. We got to allow it to drive us. We got to allow it to bring us to the things of God. If we don't allow the voice of God to drive us and to direct us and instruct us and correct us, hallelujah, Satan will come, hallelujah, in the midst. He will come in the midst. So that's why you want to have the dwelling of the Holy Ghost. You want to have God's Spirit living inside of you. Hallelujah. You don't want a temporary visit from God. You don't just want a touch from God. You want a filling from God. Hallelujah. You want him to fill you with his Spirit, hallelujah, that you may be controlled and allow the Holy Ghost to control you and move you and operate through you, hallelujah. This is what God is saying. Let the Holy Ghost empower you. Let the Holy Ghost speak for you. Let the Holy Ghost fight for you. Let the Holy Ghost pray for you, because the Bible says the Holy Ghost that is making intercession for you and for me. Come on now. God is telling somebody on tonight that I got you, and I want to fill you with the power, and I want to fill you with the authority to tread, hallelujah, on serpents and scorpions, power to rebuke Satan. In the name of Jesus, power to raise the dead, power to rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus, to come up against witches and warlocks in the name of Jesus, with all power and authority over every magic, hallelujah, over voodoo, hallelujah, all of the works of Satan. God is going to give you power and authority over that thing, that when it come creeping, hallelujah, you're going to have power. You're going to see it before it come. You're going to discern it before it even come, hallelujah. God is going to reveal it to you even in the dreams, hallelujah. He's going to take you to his word, and he's going to reveal to you all truth. He's going to reveal to you what is being done in the dark. God said, I'm going to bring it to the light. You're going to know exactly what to pray for when it comes to your children, because I'm going to show you, hallelujah. I'm going to show you what's in them, hallelujah. I'm going to show you where you need to pray. I'm going to show you where you need to uproot, hallelujah, and you need to tear down some things, hallelujah. I'm going to show you where you need to build that thing up, hallelujah. I'm going to show you what to do, hallelujah, saith the Lord. I'm going to show you how to present yourself, hallelujah. This is what God is saying. I'm going to move and I'm going to groove through you if you allow it. Let my will be done, not your will. Yeah, God has given us free will, but he don't want us to use our free will. He want us to use our free will to choose his will. Hallelujah. We want to be free. Hallelujah. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Do you want to be set free? Because you can only be set free through Christ Jesus, for he is the one that set us free. For it is his blood, hallelujah. It's freedom through his blood. It's freedom through his name, saith the Lord. So God said on tonight, do you want to be free through Christ Jesus? God said you're able to be free on tonight. Do you want to be free in your mind? Do you want to be free from bondage? Don't you understand that he has set the bondage free? He has set the captives free, saith the Lord on tonight. We are free, saith the Lord. Do you know that you're free? Do you know that you're free? Do you know that all you have to do is choose Christ Jesus on tonight? He is the way to the Father, for he is making intercession for you and for me even right now. He is the way and the only way to become a child of God is to come through Christ Jesus, hallelujah, to accept him as your Lord and Savior on today. That is the only way that you are a child of God. As we spoke in church today, we got God's creation, for we all are God's creation, for he created all of us. But he said, until you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, not until then you are considered to be a child of God. A child of God follows God. A child of God follows the sayings of Christ and the teachings of Christ and the movement of the Holy Ghost. The children of God obey the commandments of God, but Satan children, for the Bible talk about Satan children. He said, you are not my child, but you belong to Satan. For Satan is your father, for you do the works of Satan according to the Bible. Come on, let's read the Bible in its fullness. Let's understand it in its fullness. Let's get revelation in its fullness that everybody does not belong to the Lord. For he had created us all. He even created Satan. And the fallen angels, he created it all. He created everything. This is what he's telling you. I created into existence. I made it, and nothing would be in existence if it was not for me. But choose this day who you going to serve, who you going to really obey, because it's not just about you saying and confessing with your mouth, hallelujah, the things of God. It's not about you doing even the things of God, but God says it's going to come a time during judgment when he's going to say, yeah, you prophesied in my name, you healed in my name, you did all of these things in my name, but depart from me, for I know you now. He said, for I never knew you. So you don't want that to be you in this season. You want to follow God in his fullness and what the words say. You want to be covered. You want to be protected from Satan. See, Satan is putting his hands on you because it's a door open. Hallelujah. But God said, I'm coming to seal the door with the blood. Hallelujah. For he has no more access to you through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, he's coming in and he's creeping in illegally. Hallelujah. We're putting our guards down and he's creeping in, but God said not in this season, because I'm going to open up your eyes and I'm going to spiritually awaken you in this season, and you're going to see exactly what he's doing. You're not going to be deceived, because the Bible said if possible he would deceive the elect of God. And so if it's possible to deceive them, if you make it possible, you elect, he will come and he would deceive you too. He will pull the blinders over your eyes. But God is saying, I want to take the blinders off of your eyes on today, and I want to fill you with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is all knowing. Hallelujah. Are you ready to be really sealed? Are you really ready to be tried by the fire? Can you really stand the fire? Can you really stand the pressure and the pushing and the pressing of the Holy Ghost? This is what God is saying. Can you really stand the fire? This is what God is saying on tonight. He want to feel somebody. He want to touch somebody's thing.
The fire of the Holy Ghost will change your life forever. It will change how you talk. It'll change how you walk. It'll change how you see things. Hallelujah. It'll change your whole life. It'll turn from this to that in a blink of an eye. You won't even know how you got from A to Z. Hallelujah. But God said, I do it for you swiftly. I do it for you speedily. Hallelujah. He said, you ask these things in my name and watch. I will get it to you swiftly. Hallelujah. I would get it to you in this hour. The prayer is not far off, God said. He said the prayer is nay. The prayer is right now. It's nay. It's nay. It's nay. He said, I say yes to the prayer. I will honor the prayer on tonight of my people, of my children. Hallelujah. For Jesus is making intercession for you. Even right now, if I heard your prayer, I've heard your cry on today, and I'm going to feel you. You've been seeking my face, hallelujah, with your heart. You've been seeking me. You've been chasing me, hallelujah. And God said on today, hallelujah, access granted on today, because you was obedient to me, for obedience is better than any sacrifice. God said, be obedient. It's the obedience that he is looking for on today. The obedience is going to cause you to walk into the blessings of God. Be obedient to his word, the whole word. Don't pick out parts of the word to be obedient to, because if you're disobedient to one part of the word, hallelujah, that is messing it up for everything else. Hallelujah. God is saying on tonight, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. Submit yourself under the will of God, under the calling of God for your life. He said total submission on today. Total submission in your mind. Total submission in your heart on today. I want to take out the stony heart, and I want to give you a heart of flesh on today, that you may feel the things of God, that you may have the unconditional love that I have for people. Hallelujah, that you may have the respect that I call you to have for the things of God, how in the oracles of God. See, we have no respect for the things of God. We have no respect for the kingdom of God. But God said, I'm going to bring fear, hallelujah, back into the people, back into the church. See, we fear God. We don't fear God. We don't fear the Father. But see, you have to fear your Father. The Father brings fear and trembling into you, that you will submit and you would be obedient to his rules and to his commandments. That is what he's calling. But he said, I'm only doing it. I set rules to save your life. I set rules that it may govern your life, hallelujah, and lead you into a place of righteousness, and lead you and lead you into a righteous place with me, to lead you into my presence. He said, this is what all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to speak life. You think I'm trying to hurt you? He said, I'm not here to hurt you. I have not allowed these things to happen to you because I want to destroy you. He said, but I'm only allowing it to make you stronger. I'm doing it to make you wiser. I'm doing it to groom you and to mold you into who I need you to be, because I gotta take some things out of you. I gotta purify you with the fire of the Holy Ghost, not strange fire. See, we're not being tried by strange fire on today, but God said, I'm going to try you by Holy Ghost fire. Can you stand up, hallelujah, to the Holy Ghost fire? Can you stand up to what God has called you to? Have you, come on now. He said, be strong and be courageous in this season. He said, fear not the enemy. Fear not their faces. He said, but fear not the giants that is in the land, God said. He said, because I'm bringing you into a place. I'm bringing you into a place that you're not familiar with. He said, but be not afraid, because I'm with you. The whole heavenly host is with you. He said, I went before you and I prepared a place. Hallelujah. I set up shop just for you. Hallelujah. I've opened up doors just for you to walk through, and that no man can shut these doors. No man can stop the plans that I have for you if you would just submit to me. No man can do it. No devil in hell, no demon, no witch, no warlock, no black magic, white magic, nothing can stop the hand of God and the plan of God over your life, saith the Lord. I promise you that. I promise you that when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you're walking boldness and you're going to preach the gospel all over the four corners of this earth. This station is going to preach the gospel over to the four corners of this earth. They're going to hear the gospel of God. They're going to be saved and they're going to be set free. They're going to come back and ask, how may I repent? They're going to say, they said, Jesus, what must I do to follow you? What must I do to follow Jesus? What must I do to walk in these promises? What must I do to be part of the covenant? What must I do to enter into the kingdom? What must I do to have everlasting life? What must I do to have peace and joy? What must I do to be healed in my body? What must I do? All you got to do is touch the hem of his garment on tonight. All you got to do is reach out to him, and by faith, you are healed on tonight. Woman, man, child, you are healed. Look, you are loosed on tonight in the name of Jesus, for the blood has freed you on tonight. You are free through the blood of Christ Jesus. You are no longer in shackles. Hallelujah. You're no longer in bondage to sin anymore, but sin got to loose you right now in the name of Jesus. Your flesh got to submit right now. See the Holy Ghost. The flesh got to submit. But this Holy Ghost got power over every power. Hallelujah. The enemy. See, the flesh is an enemy to you. The flesh, it's, God said it's nothing good in the flesh. Let his word be true on tonight. He said it's nothing good in the flesh. In the flesh, in the spirit, man, is constantly at war with one another, because the flesh is not willing, but the spirit man is always willing. The spirit man want to do right. The spirit man want to serve God and want to live right for God. But if something in the flesh, then you got to bring the flesh under submission. Hallelujah. We bring the flesh under submission on tonight. We bring order to the flesh on tonight. Come on, bring focus back to the things of God, not to the things of the flesh, not to the things that we think we need to survive. We need God to survive. We need to put his things first. Then he going to add all things to you. Yeah, that sounds strange. Oh, Lord, I'm dying. I'm suffering. But you want me to put you first? We say we're putting God first, but are we putting God first? It's an action word. It's not just I'm saying, Lord, I put you first. Because I put on a program, or because I come to church, or are we really putting God first in our life? Is he really first on the agenda? Or in everything, ask yourself this question, saith the Lord. He said, put me first, and I promise you, I'm going to add all things to you. Be not deceived by Satan on tonight. God is true. God is loving. He's not some God waiting to crucify you. He's not trying to crucify you. Satan want to crucify you. Satan want to destroy you. God said, I want to give you life. God said, I want to give you peace. Just submit to me. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. I don't want you to rebel against me. I want to give you the world. I want to give you all of the promises. I have a covenant with you. I got a promise to fulfill with you, and I'm God, and I can't lie, and I need to bring you into the place where I can bless you, and I can give you the promises that I've said, hallelujah, that I spoke out of my mouth. God wants to promise you something on tonight. Yeah, I want everything that God had for me. Let's get in the word a little bit. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank God. Bless us here. NDO Radio. Hallelujah. Christian Radio. It's actually NDO Kingdom Radio. Hallelujah. Kingdom Christian Radio. Everything on this radio station is going to be about God. We're going to have worship, hallelujah. We're going to have morning prayer, noonday prayer, hallelujah. We're going to come and we're going to spread this gospel. We're going to pray, hallelujah, some strongholds down, hallelujah, that's in our life. We're going to destroy the works of Satan, hallelujah, all across the world. I decree and I declare right now that the dead shall rise again in the spirit, hallelujah. We speak into those that are dead in the spirit on tonight, hallelujah, that God will breathe on you, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we need you on tonight. We're going to go ahead and just get into some scriptures, just talking about the Spirit of the Most High God, and it benefits you. We need him. We can't do nothing without his Spirit, Lord. Whatever you do, don't take your Spirit. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, that should be our prayer every day, Lord. Whatever you do, don't take your Spirit. Don't take your anointing from me, oh God. Don't take your word. Don't take your voice from me. Don't stop speaking to me. Don't stop leading me, oh God. Yeah, hallelujah. We thank you. No, don't take your power and don't take your authority away from me. Yes, Jesus. He said in 2 Corinthians 3 and 17, he said, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So we want to be, once again, talking about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom in his Spirit. We are free. Come on, who the Son has set free is free indeed, and free indeed. He said there's freedom there. So you want to be filled with the Spirit because you're free. You're no longer bound, but you are loose. You are set free, saith the Lord. Romans 15 and 13, may the Lord God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, God is also going to give you an overflow with hope. Come on, this is what God is saying. He said hope. And we want the hope of God. Ain't nothing wrong with hope in God. We know the hope is not doubt when it comes to God. We have no doubt in God. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, he said, do you know not that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? He said, you are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Don't you understand that this body is a temple where God, his Spirit, dwell? And he said, look, you received it from God. He said, you are not your own, but you were bought at a price. See, we think we belong to us. No, once we didn't cross over, we was bought. We're bought. Satan have no authority over us. He have no control because we're bought. We're blood bought through Christ Jesus. Remember that. Remember that on tonight. John 14 and 16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever. It's the Holy Ghost ain't going nowhere. It's going to be with you forever. It's an advocate. It's a helper. We need the Holy Ghost. And he said, this is the great part, and be with you forever. John 14 and 26 say, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So the Holy Ghost is a reminder of God's word. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. He said, I'm going to teach you all things, not just some things, all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So God is going to teach you some things through the Holy Ghost, but we got to listen. God is teaching. Corinthians 3 and 16. I think I read that one already. Hallelujah. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. It said, do you know that you or yourselves are God's temple and the God Spirit dwell in your midst? Hallelujah. That's 1 Corinthians 3 and 16. Acts 2 and 3. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues that the Spirit enabled them. Hallelujah. We want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you begin to read in the book of Acts how they would feel, they came in and they was praying and they were singing and worshiping unto God. Hallelujah. And reading God's word and hallelujah. And they was on one accord in the Spirit and they was all filled. They were all filled. Can we get on one accord? Because we want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody on tonight. Say, Lord, I want to be filled with your Spirit. Lord, renew me. Give me a new mind on tonight. That's what these scriptures are going to do. Going to give you a new mind. Romans 5:5. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. He said, look. He said, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So when we have the Holy Spirit, we have love, God's love. Ain't no greater love. He said in Ephesians 4:30, he said, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. We've been sealed with the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Until the coming back. To the coming back, we have been with the Holy Ghost for the day of redemption. He said, Luke 11:19, he said, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give evil gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Heavenly Spirit to those who ask? So he said, people that are evil and wicked, they do good. He said they do good to those that they love, to and their children. They take care of them. He said, so don't you think your Father, which is in heaven, will freely give you the Holy Ghost if you ask? I remember asking the pastor, I said, I want the Holy Ghost. I'm reading about this Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. She didn't give me the answer that I wanted, but God did, though. I didn't understand. She was telling me, you filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm like, I am not filled with the Holy Ghost. I desire to be filled with God's Holy Ghost. And before I know it, hallelujah, God filled me with the Holy Ghost and the power of the Holy Ghost. See, we can do nothing outside of the Holy Ghost. We can't fight Satan without the Holy Ghost, without his power, without his authorities. We cannot do it. Through his power, we're able to tread on them serpents and them scorpions. We're able to pull them strongholds. We're able to back up Satan. We're able to destroy the works of Satan over our life. God that we serve is mighty. And he said, I'm here on today because I want to empower you. Because Satan been messing with you. I want you to know that if I be for you, who can stand against you? I want you to know that I am a mighty God and I fight all your battles. For the battle belongs to me, saith the Lord, but I just need you to be on your knees. I need you to be in prayer and in fasting. I need you to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost because he's coming after your children. He's coming after your household. And God said, I need you to be armored up for a time such as this. It's the spirit that we're fighting. It's the spiritual realm. That's why we need the Holy Ghost because we can't fight spirit, hallelujah, in the flesh, but we can fight the spirit with the spirit of the Holy Ghost, spirit against spirit. Let's go. Let's go, for we not wrestle against flesh and blood, saith the Lord, But we're coming against principalities and powers. Hallelujah. We're coming against the prince of darkness. Hallelujah. We're coming against evil forces. Hallelujah. That is high places. We're coming against it with the power of the Holy Ghost. It got to come down. Walls got to come down. Satan, you got to come down. We back you up in the name of Jesus. Did you know that demons tremble when we call on the name of Jesus? That it got to back up. Sickness and disease got to dry up in the name of, don't you know that Satan is trembling right now in the name of Jesus, because God is telling you who you are and the authority that you have that is inside of you is laying dormant. He said, I'm about to set you on fire. I'm about to send the fire of the Holy Ghost upon you right now, and you're going to tread. You're going to back up Satan up out of your life, out of your mind. I'm going to renew your mind. I'm going to give you the right spirit. I'm going to take the stony heart out, and I'm going to put this heart of flesh in you and watch what happened. Watch your life turn around before you. What? You be like, Lord, what happened? He said, I'm going to do it swiftly. If you let me, do it swiftly, let me take over. Let the Holy Ghost take over. See, this flesh, it ain't nothing good in it. It don't want you to do the things of God. It don't want you to do what God called you to do in ministry. It don't want you to preach. It don't want you to teach. It don't want you to be the mother that he called you to be, the father that he called you to be, the preacher that he called you to be. Come on now. He don't want you to be the prophet of the house. He don't want you to speak what saith the Lord. He want to put a muzzle on your mouth. But God said, I'm coming. I'm coming mighty, and I'm going to pour my spirit out. Will you be ready? Will you be in position for the move of God? Because God is about to move swiftly. God is about to move mighty, and don't be caught out of place. Don't be caught out of position, because God said you might miss it. He said, I'm coming, and I'm pouring my spirit out. But he can't pour his spirit into everybody and anything. He said, don't you know that this vessel, and this vessel, he said, this is, the Holy Ghost had to dwell within it. God said, I got to remove that old man. I need to remove the old man. See, the old man won't trying to come back. That doubt and disbelief keep trying to come back. Discouragement trying to come back. But God said, I say not so on today. I speak to discouragement. I speak to lack right now in the name of Jesus. And it got to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, increase their faith. For this is a faith walk. It's not by sight. See, we're looking at this walk by sight. But he said, walk by faith. He said, I'm going to tell you to do some strange things. Some things that you don't normal people doing. I understand you're afraid, but I'm telling you, be not afraid of what I've called you to and the things that I've called you to do. Just hearken to my voice. Just be obedient to my voice and watch what I do, because obedience is better than sacrifice. You may not, Lord, I don't want to do that. Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want to say that. I don't want to humble myself to that, God. But God is saying, look, it's either this or that. It's either this or that. We want to be in the will of God. But God, he want to pour his spirit. He said, somebody been asking, Lord, I want more of you, more of your spirit. Come on, who's thirsting? Who tired of drinking milk, and who wants some meat? Who wants some seasoned meat? Hallelujah. Who's able to chew some meat? Because that's when you want to come into the things of God. He said, until then, you don't know about righteousness. You don't know about holiness and none of that when you want milk according to the Bible, but you got to be eating the meat. You gotta know that the word of God and the meat of God is the one that's gonna empower your spirit and feed your spirit. See, some of us ain't been fed in a long time, and God said, you need to eat because you're dying spiritually. You need to be connected, hallelujah, to the things of God and to the spirit of God. Because God said, I choose that you have, I beg that you choose life today. You have life today. You got to be connected to the source. He is the source on today. He is the power on today. We have nothing outside of God, no power outside of God. He said, when we receive the Holy Ghost, we shall obtain power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Power, Lord. You know that song, power, Lord. Send your power, power, Lord. Holy Ghost, power, power, Lord. Lord, we need you to send your power. I think I just made that up. It don't quite go like that. But, Lord, send your power. Send your power, God. Send your power. Because we need to be empowered. We are trying to do things own power, in our own authority, in our own way, in our own will. But God, not your will, not my will, but your will. Let your will be done. That's why our minds have to be renewed, because God got to renew our mind. We think, he says, a way that seems right to man, but at the end is destruction. Huh? Your ways may seem right. You may think, even when they was persecuting Jesus and they hung Jesus on the cross, don't you know that them people thought they was doing what was right? They thought they was doing God a favor. See, some people think they doing God a favor by persecuting you. They really thought that God, that Jesus was the wicked one, that he was blaspheming. So it's some people that really think that you're the wicked one and that you're really not of God. And even after Jesus performed miracles, signs, and wonders, they still hung him on the cross. So no matter how good you do, how good of works you do for God, that does not mean that the world and the church is going to accept you. That's okay. Keep on doing God's will. And what? The same resurrection power that God raised Jesus is the same resurrection power and authority that we have on today. So we may die, but he's going to raise us up with all power. All power. He's going to restore you with the power of the Holy Ghost. So you're not going to die. I know it seems like you're going to die going through, but God told me to tell you, you're not going to die. You're not going to drown. You may be cast down, but not destroyed. You may be cast down right now, but you won't be destroyed, saith the Lord. You won't be destroyed, because if I be for you, who can stand against you? Satan does not have authority nor the power to come against you and the plans that God has made for your life. Do you understand that there's nothing that he can do? Now, you can hand it over to him and allow him. No, but God said he can't take nothing unless I'll allow it. And then he said it has to be restored back unto you according to the word of God. So everything that my father had belongs to me. Everything that your father has belongs to you. So don't allow Satan to lie to you and to tell you that peace don't belong to you. Joy don't belong to you. It all belongs to you. We have a promise. We should be able to sleep at night in peace. In peace. Only time you waking up is when, you know, God is waking you up to pray, or God is talking to you, or, you know, I'm waking up because I'm Satan bothering me, waking me up out of my sleep. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I shall sleep. I won't be tormented by demons. I won't be tormented by forces that's coming to take my peace, but my house, it is peace in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have to leave, and everything that's not like God has to get out of my house in the name of Jesus. I welcome the spirit of the Most High God. Lord, come in. Let your presence dwell in my house, in my room, in my kitchen, in my bedroom, in my bathroom, everywhere that I go. The peace of the Lord shall follow me. You decree it and you declare it in the name of Jesus. When you wake up in the morning, I shall have peace. I shall have a blessed day. I shall have a good day. I shall have a prosperous day. He shall bless the works of my hands in the name of Jesus. Come on, we got to speak it into existence. Know that when we speak a thing, it shall be. If we ask anything in the name of Jesus, and we pray with a surety that it is already done, it shall be done. He said, we have not because we ask not. The Lord, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you provide everything that they need on tonight, oh God. Lord, whatever it is, you know their every need, for you are all-knowing, oh God. I'm not all-knowing, but I know we all need something from you, oh God. Supply every need, oh God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, God. The situation it is that is before me, oh God. Lord, I give it to you, oh God. I lift it up to you, oh God. I lift my family up to you, my children up to you. I lift my job up to you. I lift this sickness and illness up to you. I lift this depression up to you. Right now, I shall live and I shall not die in the name of mighty Jesus. It's that simple, saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you got to back up. Satan, I rebuke you. In the name of, you will loose their mind. In the name of Jesus, loose them. You have no power and you have no authority over them in the name of, where we stand in the gap. We intercede right now for every unbeliever in our family right now. We stand in the gap that God, that you would deal with them in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of deception right now, we bind up every lying spirit right now, that the people shall not be deceived, but they shall know the God for who he is. They shall hear the true gospel. The true gospel, the unadulterated gospel from the beginning to the end, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every false prophet, every word that is spoken, and God, arise your prophets, oh God, your remnant right now. Raise up your remnant right now to go out into battle right now against Satan, destroying the works of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Give them boldness right now. Give them your spirit right now. God, that they may walk in boldness and have no fear, hallelujah, of the things that they face. They're not going to fear their faith. They're not going to fear the many ones that's rising up against them and speaking about them, because the Bible said the same way they come, they're going to flee seven different ways, hallelujah. According to the word of God, he said, these enemies you shall see no more, saith the Lord. He said, I, your God, will deal with your enemy. Your God will defeat Satan, for Satan is already defeated, saith the Lord. Do you understand that I have a legion of angels? I have a heavenly host. I have an army that is strong and mighty and that we cannot even number, saith the Lord. That's who got your back. That's who have your back, saith the Lord. Understand who have your back. Choose this day who you gonna serve. You would want to be on God's side. He tell you how it's gonna end at the end. We have victory. Christ is coming back with 10,000 and thousands and thousands of soldiers, and it's going down, saith the Lord. And Satan is gonna be defeated, and he's gonna be thrown in a pit. Hallelujah, with the one-third of the angels, and every wicked one is going with him, saith the Lord. That's what God say on today. So we don't have to worry about the wicked. We don't got to worry about Satan, because he's already defeated and he knows it. And that's why he's trying to kill and steal and destroy God's people. But God said on today, not so, because I'm spiritually awakening them on today. everyone at the sound of my voice. God said, I am spiritually awakening you on today. You will be not deceived, hallelujah, but you will see the enemy for who the enemy is on today. Lord, we thank you for you are a mighty God. We thank everybody that tuned in and listened on tonight. Hallelujah to spiritual awakening on tonight here on NDO Radio, Kingdom Radio on tonight. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything about you. Just want to thank, you know, I just want to give a shout out to my husband, hallelujah, for sponsoring the network. You know, it's actually him that is behind it, and he's pushing me to do the things of God, and I appreciate him, hallelujah, on tonight. I can't leave this show without, you know, just honoring him on tonight, you know, and I thank God, you know, I give God the glory as well. You know, I thank him for even putting this on his heart to do, hallelujah, to have an all-gospel network, hallelujah, just, you know, spreading the gospel and the things of God. And I thank him for just pushing the vision and actually helping the vision be birthed, hallelujah. This is something, this network on today is being birthed, hallelujah. So we thank God for him for pushing it out and pushing me forth and encouraging me on today. So we just ask God to bless him, hallelujah, on today. We thank him on today, but most of all, Lord, we thank you for even making it possible, hallelujah, for putting the air in my lungs and putting the Holy Ghost deep down inside of me that it may speak during a time such as this. I hope you was blessed on tonight by the word. You can always come back and listen, hallelujah, to what saith the Lord. You can share it with your friends, hallelujah. We'll be back every Sunday at 8:30 to 9:30. And so we just want to thank you again. And I just know that God has something mighty for you. Don't be discouraged, hallelujah. It is not what it looked like. For we are, I see somebody got a hand up. I don't know if somebody wants to speak, but I'm going to open up, you know, just in case somebody has something to say. And I think that is Pastor Todd Quage. I don't know if you mean to have your hand up, hallelujah, but we're going to go ahead and welcome you to speak. Hold on. Hello? No, okay. I don't know if I did that right. Hold on. Okay, I don't know. I see a hand. I don't know how to. Hello?
That don't require no energy.
Pastor Tarquasia, that's you?
Yes.
All right. Okay, you had your hand up. I didn't know if you had something to say on tonight, or you just pushed that by accident, or you were just listening.
I was just listening.
Okay. They're going to put you on the spot. Hallelujah. So she just pushed it by accident. I'm going to take it back off, but we're about to end it. God bless Pastor Todd Quasia, too. Her show also is going to be on here as well, called Kingdom Talk. Hallelujah. And that show is going to be on Sundays at 7:30. Hallelujah. So definitely, you know, tune in, 7:30, hallelujah, yes, hallelujah, we thank you to listen to Pastor Todd Quasia, hallelujah. I'm sorry, I was just looking at a text, and God bless us, Pastor Shay, that's on here listening, glory be to God, Lord, we thank God for her. Powerful woman of God, amen. So we just want to thank you as well for taking your time out and just listening to hear what saith the Lord. I just pray that, you know, everybody was blessed on tonight. Just spread the word that we're here. Hallelujah. This is a platform where you're able to come on, hallelujah, and just speak what saith the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be playing worship music. We're going to have a worship show where we're just going to just worship him. You know, we're just going to just do what saith the Lord, whatever he lead us to do.
So we're looking forward to, you know, other shows as well that's coming on as well, other ministers also. Hallelujah. We're going to spread the gospel. That is what we're called to do. God said that once we're filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that we're going to spread this gospel. Hallelujah. So that is my mission. That is the mission for this station, is to spread the gospel to the four corners of this earth before the coming back of Christ, because he is coming back. And so, again, I just want to give you the telephone number for next week, because you can press the link to the show, but you also can call in, and that number is area code 515-605-9837. If you just need, you want to call into the show, and you can just listen, hallelujah. And, it's, you know, we also, like I brought Pastor Taquaja on for, you know, a second. You know, there's times where I could be speaking and you may have questions or whatever it may be. You can signal that, you know, you have something to say. It's going to be times where I will allow, you know, the audience to have words. You know, on other shows where I'm going to have, like, the Bible studies and things like that, you know, I want everybody, you know, just to be active. If, you know, if they have anything to say, anything on their heart, you know, if anybody need prayer, hallelujah, you know, I want them to be able to get everything that they need, hallelujah. So we thank you again. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson, and I just want to thank everybody for dialing in to Spiritual Awakening here on NDO Kingdom Radio. God bless you. Until next week, good night.